Hi, I'm Francine Millard. I'm the Digitisation Manager for the Medical History of British India project. The Medical History of British India website contains nearly 360 government medical reports from British India dating from around 1860 to 1950. Users can search and browse the rare documents which show how the British used colonial medicine to support the health of their troops and their families, and how the medicine affected the Indian population. So far, the website contains five Thebed collections. The disease collection shows how malaria, plague, cholera, and leprosy were understood and managed in a tropical environment. Colonial actions upon the local population, such as sanitary measures and quarantine, often invaded Indian culture and encroached on their freedom. The reports frequently show that Western medicine was viewed by the British as superior to traditional Indian medicine, particularly after the discovery in the 1860s that microbes cause disease. Users can see the influence of Jenner, Pasteur and Koch in the growth in medical knowledge, and also assess how colonial medicine in turn added to this knowledge. The institutions collection reveals the efforts the British made to maintain the health of the military. Whilst giving a detailed account of what life was like at the time of the British Raj, which may interest the casual reader or genealogists, historians can examine the role of colonial medicine as a tool of power. Indian medical service doctors such as Ronald Ross, D.D. Cunningham and Griffith Evans worked in bacteriological laboratories to find rational scientific explanations for disease and the solutions to combat it. The reports also show how Western medicine spread into the local population through the training of native medical students and through vaccination programs. The drugs collection features the reports of the Indian Hemp Drugs Commission, which is an extensive survey on hemp drugs and cannabis use from 1893 to 94. This highly detailed report reveals the moral and physical effects of hemp drugs and British attitudes to addiction and taxation. This collection also has reports on the safety of chloroform anaesthesia and the cultivation of cinchonas, a plant used to relieve the symptoms of malaria. The veterinary medicine collection illustrates how the British used animals such as horses, cattle, elephants and camels for transport, power and breeding. Diseases such as surra and rinderpest were studied in the field and in the lab, and colonial staff used the techniques to lessen the effects of disease on colonial efficiency. Civil Veterinary Department reports reveal methods and motivations for disease control and the shift from Western to Indian supervision. During the last decade, there has been a lively interest in colonial medicine, containing detailed descriptions, maps, charts, plans, and photographs. This online resource is aimed at medical, social, military, and colonial historians, as well as historians of South Asia and genealogists. I'm thrilled to say that this isn't the end. Reports on the implementation of smallpox vaccination in India will be added in early 2013.